We'll do our regular animals in the news and all that good stuff, and then it will be open phone lines for your behavior training and healing questions, and especially if Sandy's not here. Please tell everybody you know, and if you've got problems with your animal friends and need help, plan to call me. Because if you guys don't call me, then it'll just be Gary and me. Well, hopefully Sandy will be here. So anyway, that's next week. All right, we are, that's going to wrap us up for the second hour of our Super Bowl edition of Animal World. We are going to turn this hour around very quickly, so stay with us. Dr. Al is still with us. We will welcome back to Animal World Dr. Bleem from Illinois, and they will both be with us for the rest of the show. We're going to do our addiction giveaway, too. In the next hour, and take your phone calls. So stay with us. Animal World continues here till noon, straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM KKNW Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Have you always wanted to be able to talk with your animal companions? Now you can. I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals radio show, the show that lets you talk with your animals. Every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m., our show is dedicated to taking your calls and asking your animal companions the things you most want to know from them. We can talk about anything, including health, behaviors, emotions, upcoming events in your lives, medical issues, and transitions. I even talk with deceased animals and humans. You'll learn about how to communicate with and understand your animal kids better, their point of view, and alternative ways of relating to the wonderful animals who grace your life. Twice a month, we feature guests who present their specialty and answer your questions. Animals have amazing, wonderful, and very often surprising things to say. If you love your animals, you're going to love listening to Talk With Your Animals Wednesdays at noon. Talk With Your Animals is the show both you and your pets are going to love. Tune in Wednesdays at noon.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Martha Norwalk, and I welcome you to the third hour of our Super Bowl edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, you can be in touch with us here while we're on the air in a few different ways. You can give us a call, local number 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-5569. You can send us an email while we're on the air to our live email address. It's very simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, use that address only while we're on the air because we don't deal with that during the week. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. Now, if you want to get in touch with me, especially when we're off the air, go through the Animal World website, www.MarthaNorwalk.com. There's lots of great information for you there. You can get all my contact information, their phone-in numbers and links to our advertisers and all that good stuff, the audio archives where you can listen to the past shows. And there is a Contact Martha link that will send your email to my home office computer, or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And let's see. You can send me information about your animal friends. If you need my help, like we were talking about in the last hour, as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, you can contact me via email, but I don't work via email. I need to talk to you, and I always offer a free, no-obligation telephone consultation. So if you or anyone you know have problems with your animals, you can send me a history via email, but then follow up with a call. The best way to get a hold of me is bug my voicemail at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Council. And the phone number is 206-525-2016. That's 206-525-2016. Now, if you are submitting a current events item, please do so via email. Easier for me to get to the webmaster that way. But if for any reason you need to mail something through the Postal Service to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 4012 41st Avenue Northeast, Seattle, Washington, 98105. Now, you can get a hold of Sandy Gaston. You need to through her website, www.animalnature.com, or you can give her a call at 206-364-6778 extension 2. Now, if you're interested in learning more about Dr. Pluckner's work and his books, his website is www.drpluckner.com. drpluckner.com. You can click on the published works link there and find his books, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the Same Subject. All right, now before we get back to our docs, we've got to do our addiction giveaway. And I'm Sandy. Question number three for addiction? Is that one? Okay, all right. We've got to make sure Sandy knows what question we're asking, because then she'll know if you've got the right answer. If you don't know the answer, go to www.addictionfoods.com, and we will give you a free bag of one of the new versions of the dry food and a bag of the meaty treats. Now, the question is, and you must be able to answer the question to get the prize, what is the one special feature of addiction's raw dehydrated food? The one special feature of addiction's raw dehydrated food. What is the one special feature of addiction's raw dehydrated food? All right, that's the question. When you have the answer, give Sandy a call, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. All of Al's books are gone, or our Wagon Tails liver cookies are gone. We can give you a 10% discount, though, for if you order on the website for Wagon Tails liver treats. We do have those available. Okay, I think we got business out of the way. So what day is it today, Gary?
Sunday.
I was giving you a chance to play it again.
It's not ready. And I thought it would be a one-time thing.
Well, see, you just never know.
I put it away already.
You put it away?
I put it away for another football season.
Oh, Dr. Al wanted to hear it.
He didn't hear it the first time.
I know. That's why I gave you an opportunity to hit it again. All right. Get it ready, and I'll ask you that question again later.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime, we welcome back. Let's make sure he's still there. Dr. Al Pluckner. Are you still there, Dr. Al?
I'm waiting for Gary to tell me who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
But that's okay.
He doesn't seem to really care, even though he's the sports guy. Yeah, I asked him who he's rooting for, and he kind of said, what did you say, Gary?
I guess Arizona.
Yeah, see, he's just not really into this.
I guess Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
You're going to lose, Gary.
That's fine. I won't be heartbroken either way, I'll say that.
I take it, okay. Dr. Al, you are a Steelers fan.
Well, no, if Palomola, what's his name, if he does well, I'll tell you what, the Steelers will win it.
Yeah.
He's my man.
All right. We're done with
football. Because he has more hair than I do.
Yes, he's got more hair than a lot of people.
It is time. We promised you last month we welcomed another veterinarian as part of our Animal World family of vets. And we are welcoming back to Animal World our esteemed Dr. Bernard Bleem from Illinois. Good morning, Dr. Bleem.
Hey, good morning. It's afternoon here.
I was going to say, I think it's afternoon where you are, isn't
it? We're a little ahead of you, but don't take that personally.
No, I think, aren't you 2 hours? Or is it 1:10 there?
Yeah, we're a couple hours ahead. And, you know, I wanted to hear that for the first time as well, just listening.
All right, well, I'm going to ask him again. He'll cue it up and be ready next time. Now, let's see, what area of Illinois are you practicing in, Dr. Bleem?
Well, we're just south of Chicago. We're in the normal area. So
I didn't get a chance to tell you last time. I was born in Chicago.
The normal area.
The normal area. Well,
yeah,
I wanted to tell you,
normal.
Dr. Bleem, I was born in Chicago.
No, you're not.
That's above normal. So.
Did you hear that? I was born in Chicago.
Yeah.
So, oh, I didn't
and I
know
said
that.
That's above normal.
Oh, that's above normal. Oh, okay.
That's under the seal here. Yeah, whatever.
All right. Now, let's talk about for a moment. We introduced you on the show last month, Dr. Bleem, and we brought you on because you're a veterinarian, of course, and at some point a client came to you asking about Al's protocol and if it perhaps would help her dog. And I now know how that all shook out. And by the way, Peg and Olympia, we're waiting to hear from you. We need a report on biscotti and the megasophagus and all that sort of thing. But anyway, Dr. Bleem, I think you got involved with Dr. Al's book and the endocrine immune imbalance treatment and protocol with one client, and it made so much sense to you, you've just kind of dived in and gotten all excited about this stuff, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, well, so tell us what's
going on. There's only one thing I did. I didn't even bother reading his book. I called him.
Oh, okay. You didn't waste any time, huh?
No, I mean, this dog was dying. So.
Now, tell us about that dog.
Well, Ginger, who is a lovely female spayed golden retriever,
mm-hmm.
She was diagnosed with megaesophagus probably 8 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and we did every test, so the owner didn't decline anything. We even sent her to a specialty center to support our diagnosis and to begin therapy. Now, at the time, I had no clue that there was anything more to do. We got her on pyridostigmine and an immunosuppressant, and you know, we kind of got started. And at the time, the dog wasn't doing very well at all. It had secondary pneumonia.
Mm.
But I'm going to make this real short.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is, we started on a protocol. Al Plechner certainly championed this thing. There's no question. He gets all the kudos. And the dog has not had pneumonia now for a month.
Mm-hmm.
It has also gained now 7 pounds.
Wow.
And so just incredible. But I have to also say that the owner is just an incredible lady. She did exactly what we said she should do, and so far good.
Very
actually,
motivated.
Great story.
Well, I'm just always amazed at the divine guidance and the synchronicity as to how all this works. And what I found out here in talking to all the parties involved folks is, Dr. Bleem found out about Dr. Plechner's work through one of our radio people, and I was mentioning Peg in Olympia with biscotti, the bulldog with mega esophagus. And Peg, of course, has been working with Dr. Al and her dog for quite some time, and has had major, major improvements with the mega esophagus, and brought this dog back from the brink of death. And so she's been emailing on the mega esophagus email groups and so forth, and this woman that owns this older golden retriever neighbor had contacted Peg to find out what she was doing and to see if it might help her dog. And, of course, Peg said, well, get Al's book, take it to your vet, and the rest, of course, is history. That was the golden retriever that went in to see Dr. Bleem that got him started with Dr. Al's work. So it's kind of all in the family, don't you think, guys?
Absolutely.
Yep. Now you've gotten so excited, Dr. Bleem, that you're really, and you and I were chatting yesterday, and you made an excellent point, because there is so much resistance in the veterinary world to Dr. Al's work. And vets to get on board really want the scientific studies and the peer reviews and the documentation of the cases. Because Al, you know, he had to make a choice early on in his career. Was he going to be a researcher and prove all this stuff, or was he going to heal his patients? And he elected to heal his patients. But apparently, Dr. Bleem, you're keeping really tight records and doing a lot of testing with these cases that you will be able to then show to others, correct?
That's absolutely true. You know, and most of it is on the shoulders of the clients, but I have an incredible clientele mm-hmm. that allows me to not only do the work that we've done, so we've kept incredible records, impeccable records, but then once we do the testing that Al has recommended, it all comes together. And then once we start on therapy, you know, I always tell Al, I think I tell Al every time I talk to him, you can't put a monkey in an exam room. This is not the kind of work where we can just say, hey, go do it,
mm-hmm.
Because there's some variability and there's some very specifics of how to do it. But we're seeing some incredible results. And right now I am trying to get the ear in various areas. I think I've already said this. I'm going to be limited right now to the world of allergies. Any kind of gastrointestinal disorders. Dr. Williams down in Texas, who runs the lab down there, we're trying to show him that this could very well be the mechanism for inflammatory bowel disease,
mm-hmm.
irritated bowel disease, allergic bowel disease.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota and also the University of Illinois, we're trying to get them to look at the possibility of interstitial cystitis and how that is a mechanism.
Wow.
Dr. Sandy Manfra, I have a meeting with her next week about periodontal disease and the effect of decreased IgA.
Wow.
Right now, Pfizer is hopefully, and y'all out there can be praying that Pfizer will actually look at why does their vaccine against periodontal disease only work effectively. I'm going to say somewhere between 30% and 70% of the time. It's because we're dealing with an animal who can't make antibodies, and
right.
so hopefully they're going to look at it. And
it works on.
So we're just, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to move on.
Yeah, so I would say my guess would be that vaccine works on the patients that do not have the imbalance.
Well,
see, because depending on who you talk to, the estimates are 50% to 90% of dogs, cats, horses, and humans have this imbalance now. And what did you say the success rate of that vaccine was, like 30-40%?
I think we'll all agree that it's 50-50 for sure, and probably 80% of the time it's going to do something.
Right.
But back to what you said, I mean, the concern being, I mean, you have to consider that we are, let's say, have so much capacity. Well, if an animal has 20% capacity to make a good response,
mm-hmm.
you know, I guess what I'm saying is that people should understand that everybody's pet is somewhere on the continuum. And if you got cancer, you're at the end. I mean,
right.
if you've got some of these major degenerative problems, well, you're at the end of it. But
mm-hmm.
if you've got, you know, signs like a gingivitis or some funky hair or I itch or recurrent ear problems, you're somewhere in the middle.
Right. Yep. Oh, absolutely. I'm excited. Sandy, is this excited? You're going right to the source of all the people we need to get on board for Al's work to be
Al's
recognized.
Been at it over 40 years. I've mm-hmm. only been at it 24. But you know what? I'm tired. I'm not going to. I'll be real straight with you. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to take it to people who are interested because the stuff works.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Now, did I hear you correctly yesterday? Did you say that in the last 30 days, since you were on the air with us before, you have probably done 50 cases?
That would just crack the book.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, I mean, I have a clientele who are willing. Looking at, I guess my relationship with Al started when we were looking at cases. I mean, I had a cat. And again, I'll make this real quick because time's short. I had a cat that had seen a specialist, seen three other veterinarians, had seen me, And we were going nowhere. And the only thing everybody else told her was, look, I can't do any more. I said,
what
hey,
was
let's
going
try
on?
This.
What was going on with the cat?
This cat was losing weight.
Uh-huh.
Its thyroid was fine. Its panel was fine, et cetera, et cetera. Now, Al knows as well as I do.
It was
you
just
can
kind
have
of
smoldering problems
away.
That you can't detect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we tested this cat. It was out of balance. We put it on a protocol, and it has come back.
Wow. Woohoo!
Yeah, it doesn't happen all the time, but it is.
That's fabulous. All right, now we're going to have to put everybody on hold here because we have to take care of our advertisers and sponsors and try to stay on time because we're in our last hour here. And then we will take a break. We're going to talk about some of these cases that Dr. Bleem's working with and what he's doing, but we're going to stay with our phones. So if you have animal medical care questions, I've also got a couple of faxes, follow-ups here we need to deal with. And Dr. Bill Burlingame is chiming in, Dr. Al. So the gal in Florida that called in the first hour, Mary, if you're still listening, I've got an email to you from Dr. Bill. And we are going to go back to the phones. If you've got a question for Dr. Al, and officially now, Dr. Bleem, I have your permission. You are now Dr. Bernie, right? Right. Okay. You toned him down, Gary. That's okay. Well, anyway, I have permission from Dr. Bleem. He's now Dr. Bernie. So we got Dr. Al. We got Dr. Bernie. Candace, you hold on. You're going to be our first phone call. And anybody else that wants to get in and talk to these guys before we're out of here, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. You can sneak in an email quickly if you do it in the next 15 minutes to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk. AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, you know, they've always got hot deals going on. And right now they've got Innova dry dog or cat food on sale. And if you buy the dry food, you get two free cans of their canned food. Precise Foundation is on sale, 44 pounds for $36.99. That's a great price. Timberwolf Serengeti Feline is on sale. And their Petmate Deluxe Wire Kennel, if you buy one, you get a free plush, thick, cushy crate bed to go along with it. That's very cool. Well worth the trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
Hey, if you've got dogs, you need to know about my friends at the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. They've got a great cattery. You can board your cats, same place you board your dogs. They do a free behavior evaluation. All you got to do is call and make an appointment. And their doggy daycare is phenomenal. It's huge. It's state-of-the-art. It's the best I've ever seen. Conveniently located just off of 405 north of the 522 interchange. So if you travel that north 405 corridor to and from work, you can pop off on the way to work, drop your dog off at daycare, pick them up on the way home, and you can go home after work and relax. All you got to do is feed them because they're worn out from playing in daycare all day. Check them out. It's the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. Phone number is 425-486-9567 or www.aocb.com and tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
Tired of pet food that doesn't work for your dog or cat?
Yeah.
Worried about the quality of your pet's food?
Yeah.
Don't you
just settle. Embrace Addiction's grain-free food. Every pet owner wants the best for their loved ones, and Addiction does too. The time has come to make a change in your pet's life.
Addiction's new grain-free foods may be just the thing you need to make a change in your pet's life. Free from byproducts, corn, wheat, or soy, Addiction contains only the finest premium proteins and the freshest ingredients. Think grain-free. Think Addiction Pet Foods. Available in all good pet stores.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And before we get back to Vet Sunday and our full phone lines, Gary, what day is today? Dr. Al, that's for you from Gary. Super Bowl Sunday, it's NFL Day here on Animal World. So, let's welcome back. We got Dr. Al down in California. Dr. Al, you there?
Yes, I am.
Now, did you hear it?
Yeah, I did hear it this time.
All right, and then we've got Dr. Bernie in Illinois.
I got the big, I heard the big B, too, and, you know, he is doing something that I don't have the ability to do, as you've been
Dr.
doing
Dr. Bernie
also,
is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. Yeah. I haven't given up. It's just that he's got the ability and the energy to get out there and get this stuff out. I just kind of sitting back a little bit.
Well, Al, you've been
doing,
you know, for everybody to know, you've been doing this for well over 40 years, and you're told this has not been for the money. It's a heart. It's a passion work for you. You wanted to heal patients, and frankly, you have been beat up, chewed up, and spit out by the medical, you know, veterinary medical community for all these years, and you've gotten tired of that. I mean, it's hard to know that you're doing something that really helps patients, and yet you're just getting beat up. That's taken its toll, hasn't it, Dr. Al?
Well, yeah, but then there's the realization that people like Dr. Bleem, people like yourself who care, we're trying to make a difference for our patients. So, you know, we're not, you know, 97% of the others, I guess, are trying to heal their wallet, not their patients. And I've realized that. So I don't take it personally anymore because I thought all veterinarians were created equal. They were all there, the MDs, to help their patients. And the realization came out of my stupidity and finally my age that I realized, hey, there are only very few here to heal their patient. The rest are here to heal their wallet. So, no, they wouldn't accept what I've done because it would probably hurt them in the wallet. I've accepted what's – I'm back in practice because I love my patients. I love being in practice. And I'll never retire again. I did it out of frustration, as you know. And there are people like you and the Dr. B, Big Bernie, who looked at my stuff and said, hey, you know, this is of value. We can use it to make a difference. And you guys need to speak out because no one buys what I, you know, what I have said and done.
Well, yeah, and we really appreciate you, Dr. Bernie, and what you're doing to get Al's work out there.
You know, I put his name on it all not to give him the grief, but you know what? Stuff is working.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. It works, doesn't it?
You know, and Al may have shared, you know, if my boss and the other doctors that I work with are listening, no offense, but they think I'm an idiot. So, okay.
Well,
see, what Al doesn't know is I've had a hard 24 years.
Uh-huh.
And we all have.
Well,
not
you know what
to be for wussies. You got to get out there and try it.
Yeah, what you need to know about my end of the hard time here, Dr. Bleem, is that I've been doing Animal World here for about 15 years now on the air. And for the majority of that time, we did Vet Sundays on the air, and I had, you know, local or national holistic vets on and questions and all of that. Well, when Al's book came out, Pets at Risk, and this became so simple to address, I said to myself, I in good conscience cannot continue doing generic vet Sundays and addressing signs and symptoms when we're not getting to the root of the problem. So I suspended all normal vet Sundays and started featuring only Dr. Al on the show and committed to doing this until we got some acknowledgement here about this. And let me tell you, I have some really ticked off vets. So, but hopefully they realize in time that there really is something here. It does work. Now, before we get to our phone calls, you guys, we've got to do a little follow-up here. And Dr. Bernie, just so you know, in the first hour, we got a call from Mary in Florida about her four-year-old Doberman. And she's done the EI1, and the dog does have the imbalance, but she's concerned because the dog's cholesterol is very high.
Now, can I address that, Al?
Just a minute. And Dr. Al explained that treating the imbalance would likely stabilize the cholesterol as well. And I want you to comment on that.
Diet,
But I want to throw in, we got another vet chiming in here who is my personal veterinarian and my favorite.
Big Bill?
That would be Big Bill. Dr. Bill Burlingame from Quilceta Veterinary Hospital in Marysville. Now, his email says, Mary's Doberman could take medicinal mushrooms to help normalize the cholesterol profile and not affect clotting. Because that was her question. But so Dr. Bill has a lot of experience in working with mushrooms. So he says mushrooms.
Greasy or what?
Well, he didn't say. He just said medicinal mushrooms.
Come on, Bill.
Okay, Dr. Al wants more details,
Bill. Yeah, rock and roll, buddy.
Okay, Dr. Bleem, what did you want to say about cholesterol?
I want to say three things. Number one, Al knows this. Until you get that IGA right, I don't care if you give the kid Jesus water. It's not going to get better until they can absorb the medicinal qualities of the mushroom. Now, secondly, I've got a case of hypercholesterolemia. In fact, I think it's the answer to all hypercholesterol problems. If you look at these cortisols and you look at the thyroids and you look at the interaction that estrogen can have on the whole front-to-back metabolism from cholesterol to estrogen, give me a break. It's going to work. I would be happy to give anybody confidence to jump right in. It's going to be a little rocky perhaps for the first month, but jump right in. You will get results.
Fabulous. All right.
Can you imagine, though, Martha, can you imagine the people that are taking, you know, Crestor and all the things to lower their cholesterol when they really have the imbalance? And if they only identify it and control it, that would be the end of it.
Exactly. And she was talking about red yeast rice because humans can take red yeast rice instead of the Lipitors and the Crestors, and it works very well to lower cholesterol.
And there's red wine extract. There is grapeseed extract. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of things.
But anyway, the bottom line is stabilize the imbalance, and that will solve the cholesterol problem.
You have to use some.
You may have to still use some, I think Dr. Bruno just said. All right, now I've got to get keep us on time because we're up against the clock in this last hour because we have to be on time. So we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Then the rest of the show, we're doing phone calls. Candace, you are next. Peg and Barb, hold on, and we will get to all of you. Animal World continues on Vet Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What is the Canaday way? Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canaday's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canaday. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canaday.com for more information.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Wagon Tail's Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tail's Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human-certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I'm sorry to say we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can find Dr. Al and Pets at Risk here on Animal World the first Sunday of every month, and now Dr. Bernie Bleem is an official member of the Animal World Vet Team and is joining us on Vet Sundays with Dr. Al. I want to make sure that both of you are there. Dr. Al in California, are you with us?
You bet I am.
Okay, Dr. Bernie in Illinois, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You ready to go to the phones?
Do it.
We got it, yeah. We're just slammed. And sorry, folks, all phone lines are full, but we'll get you as quickly as we can. Let's see. First up, in Edmonds, Candace, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al and Dr. Bernie.
Hi, Martha. It's Candace in Edmonds.
Hi. Now, I guess this is, that's weird sounding, Gary. We're having some echo stuff. At any rate, Candace is another one of my clients, Dr. Al.
Yes, we have a 15-month-old golden retriever, and I asked Martha to help us with her. Last summer, she started doing two things that were very problematic, and it's still happening. One is she shows what Martha's calling flash aggression. Just out of nowhere, without any provocation, she will... I don't know if attack is too strong a word, but it's a little scary to me because she'll show her fangs and she starts to growl. And a couple of times she's had to be pulled off another dog with absolutely no provocation. And that's very upsetting. It makes me nervous because I never know when it's going to happen. It doesn't happen every time, but enough times that it makes me nervous. The other thing is that she started having diarrhea pretty regularly. We had her tested for Giardia. She tested positive, but even during the protocol, I think it was 6 days, something like Panacure, Panasomething. You might know what it is. Anyway, the diarrhea continued. We had her tested recently. She still has the Giardia, and I don't think that medicine's working. So those are the two issues we've worked with Martha.
Now, what you two should know that I did a private session with Candace and Kobe, her golden retriever, and I told her at the time that I believe the dog has the imbalance. We have done our best to address the behavior issues without addressing the imbalance, but not making a whole lot of progress. And, of course, we've got this Giardia business going on. And Candace's reservation, of course, was she got your book, she read it, she took it to her vet, and her vet said, typical response, yikes, cortisone. And Candace is calling me back saying, Martha, I trust you and I want to do this, but I also trust my vet, so I don't know what to do. And then
to Dr. Mm-hmm. Bernie.
Yeah, so
I mean, I can tell you, Bernie knows what I would say, particularly for a Giardia. We usually use flagyl, but, you know,
Okay, so what do you guys want to tell Candace?
Hey, Bernie, speak up.
You know, and I apologize. I didn't hear one word out of her mouth. I have no clue.
Oh, okay. This is a 15-month-old golden retriever, a flash aggressor towards other dogs with no provocation.
Chronic Giardia.
Diarrhea problems, had diarrhea, had Giardia on medications.
Manicure for the Giardia.
Can't get rid of the Giardia.
Well, did they go back with an IFA test, and they said it's still positive for Giardia?
Yes.
Okay. So first of all, we can't handle this in a 20-minute radio program. So,
right.
So I would suggest that she either have a private session with Al or me. And at this point, what I would say, I'd say three things. Number one, there's nowhere ever that we are suggesting the abnormal use of steroids. What happens is that we know that the adrenal gland, either genetically or functionally in a degenerative way, cannot produce enough cortisol to satisfy the natural feedback to the pituitary. Therefore, the pituitary continues to smack that gland and say, I want more, and it can't do it. So what happens is the estrogens go sky high. Now, I will tell you, you've got more than one problem going on. I would guess that if you give this dog a physiological dose of steroid, it will shut down the feedback on the pituitary so that this dog can recover from its inflammatory cause and get rid of the Giardia, possibly even on its own. But there's several things that we can do to take care of that. As far as the aggression goes, you know, that's as you know, takes some time. You know, I'd want to ask a bunch of questions before we got into that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how long is your questionnaire for behavior? Is it at least 3 or 4 pages long? I mean, ours is. But there's no doubt in my mind, I'll tell you what, I would never be fearful of steroids because we're never using them inappropriately.
Okay, Candace, I hope that helps you feel a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is what we need to do with this dog is we need to get that EI1 test done.
Yeah, right. Test it.
And then
test
we need to test
to
and go from there. The other thing I wanted to clarify with you, Dr. Al, because I think Dr. Bernie's kind of out of the loop because we discussed this in the first hour, but I think this Giardia business is the same sort of thing we were talking about with something else in the first hour, in that it because the dog has the imbalance and the intestinal tract is inflamed and yucky,
yep,
to begin with, the body can't naturally deal with Giardia. Am I correct in assuming that if we have a normal dog, healthy, balanced endocrine immune system, they can have Giardia come through and they'll just dump it and get rid of it? It's the ones that are out of balance with this endocrine immune and that IgA's down and the intestine's screwed up that they have the problems with it. Is that a correct assumption?
Exactly. They have chronic parasitism. Because over the years you hear people go, I can't believe my dog shit all these worms. Well, yeah, made probably anti-parasite antibodies. And wow, when you got chronic Lyme's disease in people and animals, anything that's chronic, you need to look to the mechanism because the body's not set up for chronicity. The body's set up to, you know, take care of itself and move on.
Okay, Ken.
You know, right now, yes. Al and I have a saying. You know, if it's out of alignment, pick something. I don't care if it's Giardia or bacterial overgrowth. Pick something. They're going to have it.
They're going to have it.
You know, and what's interesting right now is I think there's a lot of supportive information that this also happens in the brain. The only thing I'm very, very cautious. I do not have any specialty in behavior medicine, but I have done behavior work for 24 years. So I'm very, 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 very cautious to make broad claims in that area because you're probably going to have to have some counter conditioning and some work there. But Al and I have this thing we say between each other. It's, you know, when it's screwed up, pick one.
Yeah.
Why is everybody amazed that their animals are sick? Look at their profile.
Yeah.
And pick something.
All right, Candace, we gotta let you go because we're running out of time here. But call me off air if you need more on this. Okay?
All right, thanks, Martha.
Uh huh. All right, now before we go to another call, Dr. Bill has chimed back in, Dr. Al. You know, because you asked about the mushrooms. So I'm probably going to massacre these names. But his email says, Cordyceps sinensis Ericus, Maitake, Shiitake, Grifola, Lentinula, Coriolis, and no psychedelic mushrooms for Al. Okay, so that's
why it hasn't worked. I won't use any of these, Bill. Let's talk to Bill. No, he's so better qualified than I am at doing stuff like this. And I know Dr. Bleem is also. And I'm sure Dr. Bleem has looked at stuff. I've looked at the stuff. And I usually refer to people that can do this because I do know the magic of mushrooms in certain areas, especially the Chinese do, with liver disease, with reishi mushroom, liver cancer, where the patient should have died within 3 months. They live to be 8, 9, you know, 10 years later. And so, yes, I don't have that knowledge, but I do believe it. That's all. And Bill's got it, and Bernie's got his, and, hey, I love it.
Okay, we got to really speed up here in order to take care of all these things before the end of the show. Before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time, Gary, let's pick up line four. Barb in California, you're live with Dr. Al and Dr. Bernie.
Hey, Barb.
Hey, how you doing, darling?
Oh, hey, this is our Wagon Tails liver cookie, Barb.
It is.
All right, what can we do for you?
Well, I got Dr. Al's book. Hi, Dr. Al. I got Dr. Al's book after
Barb.
You and I spoke.
Okay, so you've got the book.
I got the book, and it just arrived yesterday, so I, you know, read 20 pages of it or something.
No quizzes today, huh?
No quizzes today. So, to give you a little background on my Princess Willow, in August of 2001, I was told by two vets that she had this heinous cancer behind her anal gland. They didn't have clear margins. Take her home. She's going to die. So since they offered me no hope, I contacted a doctor of Chinese medicine, and we did Chinese medicine and acupuncture and Reiki and put her on a raw food diet, and she will be 15 next month.
Oh, congratulations. Now speed this up as much as you can,
okay,
Barb.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago, I got up on a Tuesday morning, and I thought she had a stroke. Her head just cocked off to the side. She's walking around in circles. She's falling down. She is completely frantic, and I called... you know, I called Martha and Sandy, and I'm like, you know, and Martha's like, you got to get his book. This is exactly the right thing. And I, too, have to say, as your previous caller, I have that bias about cortisone. I have always thought it was a horrible, you know, whenever my vet said, we want to give your dog cortisone, I was like, ooh, time out, no. So I guess my question is, knowing that I have been feeding her what I think is exceptional food for the last 7 years, how would she get out of balance all of a sudden and have this vestibular thing show up?
How old is she?
She'll be 15 next month.
15?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what happened to me. Come on, give me a break, Barb.
Barb, sometimes
you get a slowdown. You get a slowdown. This is where it comes from.
Yeah, because sometimes it's a result of old age.
Okay.
You know,
I hate to hear that, but that's fine.
But I would say my guess would be on this one, Barb, is that because she had the cancer early on, she probably has the imbalance. But food was a major component for this dog, and by you dealing with the diet and all of that, you eliminated the allergens and so forth, and that helped her stabilize. But now she's getting so old, the imbalance is increasing or getting worse. So,
and you got to make sure, too, it has not spread to her brain.
Yeah.
And you need to treat her for things that are treatable. If something like that has happened, hey.
She's certainly, she's not spinning anymore. She's eating well. She's drinking well. She's not falling into anything. She's begging for cookies. It's been a little over 2 weeks, and she's very willowish again. So,
she may have had a small stroke or thrown a blood clot. I mean, this happens. You know, got to make sure her blood glucose is okay, too, because sometimes they get older, you need to put a little honey in their food every once in a while. And Dr. Bleem has seen this. I mean, there are so many alternatives and so many things to do. And the thing is, you can have a multiple diagnosis. Everybody goes, well, it's got to be one thing. No, it's not one thing.
No.
It may be a number of things that all lead to that medical effect, and so you've got to be open to it.
Okay, Dr. Bleem, I heard Dr. Bernie chime in that he agrees with what Dr. Al is saying. Unfortunately, we're running out of time to deal with this. It's looking like, guys, we may have to do Vet Sunday more often than once a month. Now that we're into this.
We need 4 hours, though.
Yeah, so Barb, I got to let you go.
Okay, Dawn. Thank you very much.
We can pick this up on the next Vet Sunday. Let's see. I've got two emails here about human problems, and I'm sorry we're not going to get to those. Peg, hold on, because she's a critical call. We've got our mega esophagus bulldog on the line. After we take care of our advertisers and sponsors, we'll pull Peg up. She'll be our last call for the day. And so stay tuned. We'll finish up with more phone calls. Dr. Al, Dr. Bernie, straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company up in Marysville because they've always got tons of fabulous sales, and most of their prices are less than other people charge anyway. So make it up to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Are you ready for the next revolution in pet nutrition? Jackson Hole biochemist Kevin Meehan developed Mulligan Stew's patented formula through scientific research into cellular nutrition. The end result is a cutting-edge pet food that is uniquely formulated with quality ingredients and proper manufacturing methods to help your pets live longer, healthier lives and provide effective cellular detoxification. Mulligan Stew is now available in select specialty pet stores. Go to mulliganstewpetfood.com and find out why Mulligan Stew Pet Food is the pet food with a purpose.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
1150KKNW.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk. Sorry to say we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Vet Sunday, and I apologize to you emailers with these human questions. We're not going to get to them on air, but I tell you what, I will powwow with Dr. Al off the air and try to get answers for you and do them in follow-up next week. But I'm also going to see if we might be able to score some extra time with Dr. Al this month. That's definitely a possibility, so I'll have to let you know about that. Right now, let's make sure everybody's on board. Dr. Al, are you there?
Yeah, I wish we could do it every other Sunday or something and, you know, have Dr. Bleem and Dr. Bill on the whole bit.
Okay, yeah, but we have to really stay focused here for this last segment. Dr. Bernie, are you there? All right, we're bringing on from Olympia, Peg. Good morning. Welcome to Animal World.
Hi, good morning, Martha.
All right, and you are the owner of Biscotti, the bulldog with the mega esophagus, and you, we can give you an official four paws and one tail up and a thank you for bringing Dr. Bleem on board, because it was your recommendation to his client that got her to go to him with Al's book.
It's a small world, isn't it?
All right, so what's going on with you?
You want me to recap this really, really fast?
Yeah.
Okay, I adopted Biscotti, the bulldog, back in August. She was supposed to be spayed and healthy. When I brought her home, she couldn't keep anything down. She was soon thereafter diagnosed with megaesophagus, more of a dysmotility thing through contrast x-rays. It was just horrible. It was just absolutely horrible. She was also diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease. We did an endoscopy. Her duodenum was just hamburger. and she had reflux at night, which means she's asleep and she's throwing up into her mouth and through her nose. She aspirated. She had aspirate pneumonia, which is kind of a side effect of Mega E always. She tested negative for myasthenia gravis, but she has a lot of symptoms, or had a lot of them. She had hind leg weakness. She had a persistent limp. She had a really funny little bark. She was absolutely paranoid of my leaving her, and it would take me 40 or 50 minutes in the morning just to get out the door and have her on the other side of the door when I went to work. And I might add, I could not get the vet to do Al's protocol right away, and finally changed vets. She came into heat unexpectedly. She's supposed to be spayed. And the excess estrogen.
Now, Peg, I got to warn you, we only have a couple minutes left.
Okay,
so.
I'm winding up. The excess estrogen brought on kidney failure.
Ooh.
We had a UPCR of 12.5, which is pretty critical. She was being maintained on transfusions. That was back in September. Her albumin was dropped to 1.5. Our protein was 4.7, which is all below normal. I finally got her on Al's protocol and her megaesophagus. Now, she's still megaesophagic, but she usually ends up with just a big belch.
Mm-hmm.
She has no more reflux at night. Her aspirate pneumonia has cleared up. Her kidneys, miraculously, are almost normal now. Her UPCR is now 4.4. Her albumin is normal. Just a pinch below normal. Her protein is normal.
And the fact that kidney failure totally turned around, that has your veterinarian pretty shocked, doesn't it?
It does have a lot of people shocked. Her weight, she was wasting away no matter what I did for months. Her weight was down to 41, and now she's almost up to 50.
Okay, and is there anything specific you want to talk to our doctor, Dr. Allen, Dr. Burney, about?
Well, it's still kind of a work in progress. She's still on some antibiotics, and we're trying to withdraw those. You know, there's some issues still. I think we might be going to beat the Mega E. I'm not totally sure, but she's sure a whole lot better, and, you know, this dog is going to live now, and, you know, the paranoia is gone. Her behavior is... can't keep her down. I have to find a skateboard.
Yeah, I'll tell you, all the behavior stuff, from a behavior therapist's point of view, all of the behavior stuff is tied up to the thyroid function.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So when you free up those thyroid hormones and they start working the way they're supposed to, then those extreme and irrational fear and that extreme and irrational aggression, that all goes away.
Uh-huh. Well, she's not the same dog I brought home.
Now, Dr. Burney is right. Sometimes you need some behavior modification and training in addition to stabilizing the thyroid function, but that is the key to dealing with those extreme behavior things.
Yeah, well,
and Al would probably point this out,
keep her down.
But certainly it is confusing when you've got a normal thyroid, but if your estrogen is high, it's not being used.
Yeah, we were talking about that in the first hour, because I've found in the cases I'm monitoring that we can have a dog that's or an individual that's truly hypothyroid and has the imbalance. But we can also have a dog that tests, you know, thyroid hormones test normal, but it has the imbalance, and with that high estrogen, it binds the thyroid, so it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Just because those hormones are there doesn't mean they're working.
Yeah.
Right, that's empirical as opposed to comparative.
Right.
And that doesn't matter how much cortisone is there, so on and so forth. Is it working?
Yeah.
How much thyroid? Is it bound? Is it working? You know, so on and so forth. So,
we could have a whole session just on thyroid and a whole session just on cortisol.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I tell you what. Well, that's it. Dr. Al and Dr. Burney, we will powwow off air, and we'll see if we'll get some special shows scheduled in addition to our regular Vet Sundays, because we just need more time to share all this with everybody. Peg, thanks for calling Animal World. We are just flat out of time, you guys, and they're going to kick me out of here, so we got to go. So thank you, Dr. Al. Thank you, Dr. Burney. We're definitely on for the first Sunday of March, but we'll see if we can't get something going before then. And
good.
I thank you both so much. And I will talk to you again real soon, okay?
My pleasure.
All right. Happy Super Bowl viewing. And let's see. If you want to get more information about Dr. Al, website www.drplechner.com. The book is Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it. I will try to get email answers for you for next week from Dr. Al. Next week, of course, is Sandy and Martha Sunday. Get prepared with your behavior training and healing questions, because if Sandy has dental work and can't participate, you guys are going to have to keep me occupied. So I will count on that. And let's see, then bright-eyed and bushy-tailed into the studio would be Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis and, of course, the other half, Bob Bordenero's at the microphone. How
Hello,
you guys doing?
Martha.
Yeah. Hey, what do we got going on Mystic Radio today?
Well, we have our regular call-in for your readings with Robin.
Yeah,
and,
cool.
Yeah. And,
so, free readings with Robin.
For the next hour coming up, and balance your energy right
All
here
right,
on
so
Mystic Radio.
Stay right where you are. Mystic Radio is next. You can call in and get free readings with Robin. Let's see, next week, Sandy and Martha Sunday, get prepared with your behavior and training questions. Gary, thank you very much.